Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. So there you are. Talk about working in the abortion industry with this difficulty and with this, you know, history that you had.
Well, it's counterintuitive that I would, you know, survive such a traumatic experience and then, you know, come out of it a reproductive rights advocate. I mean, it sounds like with what I went through, I would be a diehard pro-lifer after that. Like, oh my gosh, look what I just went through. I want to make sure this happens to nobody else. And precisely the opposite happened. And as I've mentioned before, I think I was trying to justify what I had gone through. And essentially, if I chose to surround myself with people who thought abortion was okay, maybe I'd believe that too someday. So within a couple of weeks of leaving the hospital, I'm marching in Washington, D.C. in support of a woman's right to choose an abortion. And what happened was is I started volunteering as an escort at a first trimester abortion clinic that summer. Again, the summer right after my abortion and suicide attempts. And by the end of the year, I was hired full-time. And again, as I mentioned before, when I look back, I was hoping that maybe I could help people from the inside. I know that deep down, I never stopped missing my baby. I never stopped kicking myself for not being strong enough to save him, for not being strong enough to save myself. And I almost saw it as a type of penance. Okay, I'm going to work in the abortion industry, and I'm going to try to help people for real. And, you know, being inside the walls where, you know, where death is a daily occurrence, it's not something that's easy to describe to folks who are lifelong pro-lifers. I mean, we truly believed, everyone working there truly believed that we were offering a necessary, much maligned service to these women. And I bought that line, hook, line, and sinker. It was something that if we weren't there, these poor women would be on the sidewalk bleeding from illegal abortions, which, you know, you and I both know those numbers were inflated from prior to Roe v. Wade. But it was really, really hard with those blinders on to even see that we weren't offering any other choice but death. If a woman came to the Women's Center where I work, the abortion facility, and said to me when I was a pre-abortion counselor, you know, I'm thinking about adoption. I don't know if I want to be here. Can you tell me about adoption? I wasn't able. I mean, we weren't trained to describe the difference between open and closed adoption or kinship care or any of those things. You know, choice really was a euphemism. And, as you know, still is.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.